proclaimed the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study. We began our look at the prophetic sections of the book of Daniel, and we're in the 8th chapter of Daniel, where Daniel sees a series of visions. In this, he continued to describe the details of his first vision. He wrote, quote, "Out of one of them came forth a little horn, which waxed exceeding great, toward the south, and toward the east, and toward the pleasant land," unquote. This statement encompassed a long historical interval. Yet, it contained all of the points affecting the prophetic subject of this chapter, namely, the dominion of the Gentile kingdoms, and how it would affect the Jewish nation. In the first place, the establishment of the Grecian kingdom is presented. Then, the narrative talks about the death of Alexander in the midst of his triumphs, at a time when he was strong. It goes on to address the subsequent partition of his empire between four of his generals in different areas of Alexander's conquests. Finally, the text talks about the rise out of one of these, the rise of, quote, "a little horn which waxed exceeding great," unquote. Who is this little horn? The immediate reference is to one of these men's descendants, a man by the name of Antiochus Epiphanes, who flourished during the 2nd century B.C. He came from the line of individuals that ruled Syria, whose ancestor was one of Alexander's generals, a man by the name of Seleucus. Thus, his dynasty was known as the Seleucid dynasty. Antiochus Epiphanes fought wars against the nations of Egypt to his south and Parthia to his northeast. When Antiochus Epiphanes conquered Israel, labeled in Daniel's prophecy as the Pleasant Land, he desecrated the temple by taking away the daily sacrifices. Before doing that, he offered a pig for sacrifice on the temple altar. In addition, he set up a statue of the Greek deity Zeus and commanded the Jewish people to worship it. A revolt against Antiochus Epiphanes was led by the Maccabees. Their armies drove out Antiochus Epiphanes' forces and reclaimed the temple. The Feast of Hanukkah commemorates this victory. Furthermore, Daniel continued, quote, "A host was given him against the daily sacrifice by reason of transgression, and it cast down the truth to the ground, and it practiced and prospered." While Antiochus Epiphanes still held dominion over Israel, he sought to replace the revealed truth of God's word with the pagan worldview of his Grecian forebears. Some Jews accepted this change, evidenced by their assumption of Greek names, such as the high priest who called themselves Jason and his brother Menelaus. Meanwhile, other Jews, such as the priest Mattathias and his five sons, rejected this attempt to supplant the religion of their fathers. From this group came the Maccabees, named after Judas, one of Mattathias' sons, Judah Maccabee. Yet Antiochus Epiphanes foreshadowed the rise of another little horn which would come afterwards. A time would come when iniquity would abound and would be conducive to the rise of the Antichrist on the world scene. A verse in Daniel chapter 8 bolstered that view. Of this little horn, Daniel wrote, quote, "His power shall be mighty, but not by his own power. And he shall destroy wonderfully, and shall prosper and practice, and shall destroy the mighty and holy people," unquote. According to the book of Revelation, when the Antichrist comes to power, he will indeed be mighty, but for a short period of time. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.